is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. For all of us are in one in Christ Jesus. So we look at the font a bit closer. For inside that huge bowl that Cromwell was supposed to have let his troops water their horses is a stone. A simple stone carved out in the shape of the scallop shell. The stone came from a plantation on the island of Antigua in the West Indies. Nathaniel Gilbert owned the plantation. And he met, oh yes, of course, you know this story, don't you? And he met Wesley, John. And they had a very vociferous, academic and emotional argument about the values of slavery. And of course, Gilbert was a great believer in slavery. It was his fortune, it was his way of life. And Wesley was dead against it, absolutely. Sometime later, Gilbert became ill. And if you've been following the Bible reading book that we get, you will know that the theme this week has been about the role of women. Well, we don't know whether it was his wife or whether it was his daughter that gave Gilbert a book written by John Wesley. And Gilbert became a Christian. And he wanted to free his slaves, but hit an administrative problem because there was no legislation to free a slave in Antigua. So he made them his servants. And he gave them little plots of land and bits of money, and they grew up. And as they grew up, he asked them to come every Sunday morning to the steps of the plantation house and to listen to him preaching the gospel. And as you would expect, over a period of time, many of them became Christians, and because they were free, moved away to various islands in the Caribbean. And that, in very simple terms, is the way that the Methodist Church spread in the Caribbean, because of a lady who was prepared to give somebody they loved some words by John Wesley and brought about that incredible change. But there's also something else about that step. There is one in Church House, by the way, but it's not as nice as this one. It's plain and it doesn't have the engraving. And we have a double meaning here, because it's what we've been talking about earlier on. Here we have the chains of slavery. The chains of physical human slavery shattered by the love of Christ through the work of the church and others to bring about the abolition of slavery. And it's not surprising that John Wesley's last letter was written to William Wilberforce, a young MP, to encourage him on his journey to abolish the slave trade. Because once the slave trade was abolished, then that brought to the end of that kind of slavery. Sadly, we still have slavery today, and we must not forget it. And it's very unpleasant, as it was in those days. But the second meaning there is that the cross of Christ, the death and resurrection of Jesus, shattered, and I mean shattered, the chains of sin. Sin was defeated. Evil was no longer paramount. For the love of Jesus brought the grace and the hope and the faith for each and every one of us. Baptized into Christ, we now belong to him. We have disrobed the old self, becoming new people by putting on the character of Christ, clothed in his likeness. We share a union and solidarity, not only with Jesus, but with one another in Christ. All of us, no matter what social, ethnic, or gender barriers there are broken down. Jesus sets us free from our sins. His death and resurrection break the power of sin and death. We are redeemed. We are restored to oneness with God. Together we make a worshiping people. We will all have different skills, attitudes, ideas, opinions, forms of worship, but we are all clothed in the love of Jesus for ourselves, to seek the ways that Jesus wants us to follow his call. And you will know well, you'll be well aware that we are aware that God is calling us to move in different ways, yet retain that oneness together. So some may prefer the foundry worship. Some may prefer an ordinary, straightforward worship. Some may prefer worship in between. But it doesn't matter, because we are all one in Christ. No one way is better than another. As long as we are all worshiping Christ, it doesn't matter where we worship. Not at all. We need to share the load of our fellow travelers. You know, he bids us build each other up, said Charles Wesley. The joy of one is the joy of all of us. The sadness of one is the sadness of all of us. By supporting, encouraging, praying for our fellow members, wherever we go, whatever we do, whoever we meet, to share the love of Christ for them. This was the purpose of Wesley's foundry, to share the love of Jesus with all they met through prayer, testimony, words and deeds of loving kindness, supported by the Holy Spirit, powerfully at work in their lives. John Wesley didn't have enough money to start the foundry, so he begged. He wrote books. He tapped people that he knew. Whatever way he could. He had enough money to get that lease going. This old cannon factory which is falling apart. And for 40 years he served the needs of the community by going out, reaching out, setting up a pharmacy of herbal medicines, many of which worked perfectly well. One or two, well. Setting up a schoolroom for children who hadn't been taught to read or write because their parents were too poor to pay school fees. A food bank, a clothes bank, to help support the community in its desperate need. A worship center where people could come together to worship their Lord. And a mission. 5 minutes walk from Wesley's chapel is Finsbury Square. And every Sunday when he was in his house, and if not others, would go into Finsbury Square and preach the gospel to those who passed by. Not just in Finsbury Square, in Greenock Pit, at Malcop, all over where Wesley went, he was prepared to stand and preach and share his faith. We can't all do that. We can't all be preachers or teachers, but we can share our faith. By talking, just by saying, this happened to me, and. Or by saying, you know, I really care that your problem that you've got, what can I do to help? And then you get somebody who says to you, well, why are you doing this for me? Because I love you, because Jesus loves you. And there's the door open, as simple as that, although it's quite difficult. So for us here today, the words of Charles Wesley and another of his hymns still ring clearly. My talents, gifts, and graces, Lord, into your blessed hands receive. And let me live to spread your word. And let me to your glory live. My every sacred moment spend in publishing the sinner's friend. Doesn't stop there. Enlarge, inflame, and fill my heart with boundless charity divine. So shall I all my strength exert, and love them with a love like yours, and lead them to your open side, the sheep for whom their shepherd died, in the power of the Holy Spirit. To take that power, test it, use it. You know, the electric light doesn't really work at home unless you turn the switch on. The bath water won't run unless you've got a leaking tap, unless you turn the tap on. And to make the Holy Spirit work, you need to turn it on. By commitment, by being clothed in righteousness and full of the love of Christ, that it just bubbles over the top. You probably remember, most of you here, the chorus, running over, my cup's full and running over. Since the Lord saved me, I'm as happy as can be. My cup's full and running over. And that's what Foundry is all about. That's what God is calling us to do today. To go out and share his love. Doesn't matter how young we are, doesn't matter how old we are, all of us will have a moment where somebody will have a need and we can just step in. And it might be an arm around the shoulder. It might be a kind word. It might be a piece of advice. But given in the love of Christ, it will have effect and move mountains. And revival will come if we hold on to the promise of the power of the Holy Spirit. Enlarge, inflame, and fill my heart with his Spirit, Lord, with boundless charity divine. So shall I all my strength exert, and love them with a love like yours, and lead them to your open side, the sheep for whom their shepherd died. That's the call. We just have to accept God's gift of love through Jesus. We just have to take the cloak of Christ's righteousness into our lives and the power of the Holy Spirit to live and move and work in our lives here in worship, at home, with our neighbors, and with the whole world when we meet them. Brothers and sisters, members of Trinity, God is calling us today. Let us not miss the opportunity. Amen. Let us pray.